Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Do not grumble. Do all things without grumbling or disputing. Philippians 2 and 14. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us, that we can come to your throne of grace and mercy, realizing, oh God, that it was no one but you that allowed us to see this day, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for Jesus, your only begotten Son, that you sent to go to this old rugged cross on behalf of all of us. We thank you, and we thank Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank him. Yes, we thank him. Father, we just thank you, God, for your many blessings that you continue to shower upon us, blessings that we see, blessings that we don't see. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, hallelujah. We just give you praise. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we ask, oh, God, that you just open up our understanding, open up our ears, open up our hearts that we can see, that we can receive, and that we can speak the word of truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. And we say amen, amen, amen. We thank God, we thank God. Because if it had not been for Jesus and his heavenly Father, where would we be? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We know that we often hear these words quite often. Sometimes, many times, from ourselves. We're always grumbling and we're complaining about something. The need to complain is great, and we see folks using this form of communicating every day, more and more, all across the universe, grumbling and complaining. We complain about the government. We complain about our neighbors. We complain about the church. We complain about our children. We complain about our house. We complain about our community. We complain about our jobs, our spouses. Should I continue on? We complain about everything. Even the food that we eat, the prices of things that we pay. We complain. So where and when do we finally just take time to be grateful for something? Anything. Grateful. Just to be grateful. To be grateful. Glory be to God. Go get you some water. You need some water on this one. You need something. You need something to drink. Do not complain about one another, your brothers, so that you will not be judged. Look, the judge is standing at the door. That's who the judge is. He's standing at the door. This is in James 5 and 9. You should not complain about each other so that our heavenly Father will not judge you. Who is the judge? Jesus is the judge. Hello? Huh? So we must be careful when we're complaining about somebody. You know, just recently, someone was complaining. And for the first time, someone who was sitting there, their ears were open for the first time. Did you hear what I said? Many times we're sitting and we're doing things, we're present, but we're not listening. Our mind is somewhere else. But this particular time, this person was listening. And they heard that the person that was very close, very near to them, every word that came out of their mouth for what? At least 5 seconds was a complaint. And it was so unusual. They had to look at the person just for a minute. Because nothing that came out of that mouth glorified anything, praised anything. Yeah. Think about that. So, yeah, the judge is watching. The judge is at the door. Huh? Some of us are just completely out of control with complaining. And if you sit and if you think for a moment, what is the benefit of complaining? Does complaints get anything done? Usually when a complaint goes out and is trying to achieve a certain goal or a certain purpose, there are other things that go behind the complaint. The complaint does not stand alone because it's not enough. Exodus chapter 16, verse 2 and 3, and it says that the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Now, they're in the wilderness. Think about what the wilderness is. They done been moved out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. So they're in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And so if they're in the wilderness, Moses and Aaron are the ones who are trying to what? Help them. Hello? But in the meantime, while this is actually taking place, some folks want to what? Complain. What, they're not in a 4-star hotel? Huh? Are they not driving in a new Cadillac? So what is the complaint? In the wilderness. Are you listening to what I'm saying? In the wilderness. They complain. They complain because they stated that they would die in the wilderness for lack of food. Yeah. So they begin to say that Moses' God had brought them out here and it was going to kill them out here and let them die in the wilderness. Now, think about that. Think about what I just said. You're complaining. The God that you're complaining about was so loving and so kind and so thoughtful to take time to send someone to get you out of Egypt, to even go so far as to part the Red Sea. I mean, huh? And now you have crossed the Red Sea
and you're on dry land. But now you say, what? Could this be a senior moment here? Could this be a senior moment that something is telling you now that same God that delivered you, he want to kill you out here? Come on. Complaining. And usually you don't know how to complain. You don't know even the beginning of a really a constructive complaint. It has to be thought out. Why would he want to kill you out here? He could have left you there. Why do he want to kill you out here? He didn't have to part the Red Sea. Oh, please. Complaining and not really knowing why. First Corinthians chapter 10 and 10. And don't grumble as some of them did. And then, what? They were destroyed by the angel of death. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Complaining. You think it's cool? You think that's the now thing? And you think that's okay? To just sit and think and cook up some type of complaint. Be careful. Be careful not to stir up discontentions. Or to destroy anyone at any given time. Be careful. We should not complain as some of them did and were killed by the destroyer. The destroyer is found in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. The destroyer is the angel from the aspis. Yes. The destroyer. Sent by God. Even God gets tired of you complaining. Complaining for what? He has delivered you, brought you out of Egypt. Think about that. Let's look at Jeremiah. In his anger, he called out God and said, why is it that the wicked are allowed to continue in the world without repercussions that are fit for those who are doing wrong? Now, when I read that, it sounds so familiar. It sounds so familiar to many of us. Because many of us have been in this situation. Many of us have felt this way. We have seen those who are doing wrong, and it looks like they are doing so well in doing the wrong things, Yeah, it looks like that. So here we see that Jeremiah, he's doing a fit. He's talking to God. He went directly to the source. Oh, yeah. He did the ultimate complaint. We all asked that question, and we know we have all asked that question. How come the wicked is not punished? How come we see them? It looks like they're constantly prospering, or they're constantly getting ahead and doing wrong. All at the same time. Think about that. We do ask that question. I know I have. Well, let me say this. Let me back that up. Let me say this. I used to ask that question. I don't ask it anymore. Because now I understand and I know that what I'm looking at is only temporary. That's what I know. It's a temporary thing. Yeah. It's temporary, but they don't realize that it's temporary. And what I'm focusing on and what I'm standing for and what I'm living for is a permanent thing, that it would never die. It would never fade away. The love of God, the salvation that he has to offer for me, it will never die. The place where he has gone and prepared a place for me, that is genuine. That will stay. But what we see that those who are doing wrong, those who look like they're getting by, that will be temporary. If it's a car that they got, they stole it and they have it, or they got it illegal, it will not stay. So I don't worry about that no more. I used to. I used to be a Jeremiah. I used to want to know and couldn't understand why it looked like they were getting ahead and we trying to do the right thing. I don't ask that question no more. I know God is in control. I know that. And I better be standing on solid ground. Did you hear what I said? Huh? Than standing in sinking sand. Stand up on a solid foundation. Glory be to God. Let's look at this. David, he made known his need to God to cry out. This is what David did. He wanted to be heard. He said he poured out his complaint. So David is complaining. He's going before God, and he's complaining. And he says, it says here, ever felt that way? Ever felt like going to God, pouring out how you feel about things, or just complete complaining about everything that's just getting to your nerves? Have you ever felt that way? Complaining. That's what we're talking about tonight. Yeah. David went to God too. And it seems like just through this study, it seems to be a part of our human nature to complain. But just because it's a part of our human nature, it doesn't mean that it is right. Look in the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, he went. He complained to God too. But his complaint was different. Yeah, his complaint was for the people. He went to God. He didn't complain about himself. No, he didn't complain about himself. He complained about the violence, the strife, and the widespread of corruption that was going on with God's people. That's what he complained about. He was telling God, look at your people. Look at what they're being subjected to. He wasn't talking about himself. Totally different complaint. Huh? That complaint took a complete U. Yeah. He took his eyes off himself. And he went to God on behalf of the believers and how they were being mistreated, how the violence, how the corruption was overtaking the church. This is what Habakkuk did. He talked about Judas. He went to God on behalf of God's people. It's a big difference. It's a big difference because you're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about others. You're seeing that others are being unjustly treated, and you're going to God and complaining. Really, it's a petition that you're doing. You're doing a petition to God on behalf of his people. Yeah, so you're not thinking about you. You're not thinking about your neighborhood or your house or your children. Or you don't have them on your mind. You're thinking about someone else. That's a big difference. That's a big difference. But one thing that we don't do enough is we don't show that we're grateful. We don't seem to be grateful for anything anymore. No matter what situation you find yourself in, it's always, always a good time to be thankful. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When you look at someone in that community, in that neighborhood, and you say, oh, God, this is so terrible. This neighborhood is just bad. Sit back and look at the neighborhood and think, what is the good that's in that neighborhood? Where is the good? Think about it. Because in all of the corruption and all the things that you see, there is some good in everything. But we just don't look hard enough to see it. We don't look hard. You may only have started a healing process. You may need healing in your body, and the process of healing may begin. But don't fall for the enemy's trick. And the enemy wants you to focus on what appears to be unchanged. Are you listening to what I'm saying? See, gratefulness and gratitude are all sitting at our doorsteps. They're not going anywhere. They're not moving. They're here. They're sitting. They're waiting on us to see them, to acknowledge that we have things that are right before us, right around us, that we can be grateful. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We have things. The enemy wants you to focus on what appears to be unchanged. What appears to where it seems like nothing is happening. He wants you to think this way. But you see, you who are in Christ, hello, you who are in Christ should be looking for the opportunity to be grateful, to be looking for the chance to show some gratitude, looking for a chance just to say hallelujah. Raise your hand and say, glory be to God. God spared my child. My child didn't get harmed. Spared my spouse. Spared my home. Showing gratitude and not just complaining, whining all the time. A whining. If you're ever sitting close to someone that's doing that, that would completely devastate you. But at the same time, it should be an eye-opener that this is what most of the world is doing. And it's not just young people. It's older folks as well. There is no age to this. None. Everyone is complaining. This is what happened. This is what's going on. This is happening here. Be thankful that it is not as worse as it could have been. Are you thinking like that? Are you looking inside of the situation, realizing that there is some gratitude? That God said he's an ever-present God. He said that. In a time of what? Trouble. So that means he's ever there. He's right there. He's right there for you. The children of Israel, they didn't see that. All they knew, they were in the wilderness. And now Moses brought them out here to die. Now, God could have let him stay right there in Egypt and die. Think about that. So many times, the enemy will play tricks on our mind and we're not thinking. This is why it is so important, folks, to have the Holy Spirit, to be connected with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of discernment, so we can walk by faith and not by sight. So we can stand and not fall for everything. Every little wind, hard wind come, we just falling on down. We should be grateful. Mm-hmm. When you could be thanking God for the part of your life that has gotten better. Think about that. Think about it. Thinking about something good that God has done. Even going so far as to speaking something into existence, saying that it's going to happen, believing that it will happen, speaking it into the now. You have that power. You have that right. You have been given it, but you're not using it. Thank God that you're getting better, that you're getting stronger, and you're getting healthier every day. When you're walking in the Spirit, this is how the Spirit reminds you. The Spirit will talk to you. The Spirit will direct you. It will lead and it will guide you into the right thinking, because it's so often when we're complaining, we're not really thinking. I just told you what the children of Israel said. Why would God want to kill you in the wilderness? He could have left you there in Egypt. And so many times we say things very similar. We're not thinking. We're so busy complaining. Folks, it is time to get right with God. It is time to get into a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is time to be slow, slow to be angry, slow. The scripture said that we should not be anxious for what? Nothing. But in everything, we are supposed to be prayerful. And when we're being prayerful, we're moving slow because we're being led by the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When you're being led by the Holy Ghost, you're not going to move fast. Because the Holy Spirit is not going to allow you to move fast. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into truth. Yes. And you won't have a need to complain about everything. You will get to the place where you can see some joy in everything. You can see it. Because the Spirit of God, hallelujah, will begin to show you where it is and how it looks. Because so often we forget. We forget how it looks, what it actually can do for all of us. We forget. But the Spirit of God is there to lead, guide, and direct us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for this day. Thanking you, God, for all listeners, God, to and fro, near and far. Thanking you, God, for allowing us to have another chance
to learn more about you. We look forward to having you back here next week. Amen.